There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Well, we've got some news for you. If you don't know about this by now, I'm going to spoil it for you. Alex Smith.
Alex Smith, the new quarterback
of the Washington Redskins. Yeah, sorry, Mary. Sorry to spoil this yet again for you. But to talk about this, Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, joining us in studio this morning. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys been?
Excellent. It's really nice to have you back here in the off season. But a lot of activity going on for the Washington Redskins. We have a Mike, this cut 17. This is Alex Smith yesterday being introduced at the official news conference for the Washington Redskins. Here he is.
Glad it's finally here. You know, the ball can start rolling, you know, and the sooner we can get to work, I can get to work. I mean, that's what we're all here for.
The three-time Pro Bowler coming to us from the Kansas City Chiefs. What's your reaction to this, Larry?
You know what? I'm very excited. Very excited about what he brings. You know, he's an experienced guy. I think you know what you're getting with him. But I also think he has room to improve. His career has shown that. A super smart guy, graduated from college in 2 years, which I know both of you guys did that, so you know, I think that might not be too unique to you. But he's got a confidence about him, and the one thing I loved hearing from him was that, you know, he wants to win a Super Bowl. A lot of folks asked him, you know, why do you do it at this point in your career? You know, you've made tons of money, blah, blah, blah. He wants to win a Super Bowl. We want to win a Super Bowl. Everybody wants to win a Super Bowl, and I think it's a great step. I think he's instant leader, a very impressive individual, very impressive individual. And he's coming off his best year. So with Jay Gruden teaming up with him, and Jay just, I'm sure he's salivating at the opportunity now to work with a quarterback who might be able to take the offense to the next level, which is to win more games. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
stats aren't everything.
Is there an over-under as to how many times the joke Mr. Smith goes to Washington will be used?
Well, you know, I used that yesterday, and and everybody seemed to love it. I was shocked. I was shocked.
So you started it.
No, I mean, Frank Capra started it with Jimmy Stewart. But people, Mary, I think there's probably a generation of people who have no idea what Mr. Smith goes to Washington means.
And which makes it more fun to use.
Right.
Yeah, I pulled it and they loved it, so that's
good.
All I care about.
Yeah, renewing interest in old movies as well. He's doing a whole bunch of things. Let's talk about the compare and contrast here, because how many years in a row did we see the Redskins wrestle with whether or not they're going to keep Kirk Cousins in town? What's the difference here between Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of differences, and as Alex said, and as everybody wants to say, they really don't want to compare these two guys. They're two completely different individuals. I think a couple of basic differences. Experience is one. Alex, a 13-year pro, played 7 years in San Francisco, 5 years in Kansas City. He has seen some rough times, and he has seen some good times. But in addition to that, you know, he comes in here with a resume that, you know, last year, top-rated quarterback.
Yeah.
And so, of course, a different system. But, you know, I think, you know, age obviously is a difference, and I don't know. I think the most important thing, I think, to the football team is to look forward, not to look back. And I think that was stressed yesterday during the press conferences. Every year is a different team. You've got a new quarterback. Who, in fact, is going to be here more than a year?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be the biggest key.
He signed for a 5-year contract.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had a year left, and then he signed an extension.
Right.
So, yeah, you know that he's going to be here for a while, so you can kind of build around him. You can build a plan that you know will move into the next year. Mm-hmm. And continuity is so important. I think that's really, really important. Every year we've had the saga. So the saga's over. Alex is the quarterback. He's going to be the quarterback for a while. And he's a real good quarterback.
You had said that he was what top-rated quarterback last year. Why would they let him go then?
Well, they drafted Patrick Mahomes, and I think in reality they might not have wanted to pay him what was going to be a pretty sizable contract. And the Redskins were already paying a quarterback a whole lot of money. And Alex, and obviously, you know, you got to look at the record each year. Last year, the Redskins did not have a winning record. This town wants a Super Bowl. Yeah. The organization expects to compete every year. And so a buddy of mine named Doc Walker always says, if you didn't win with them, then let's make some changes. And, you know, everybody's excited about what Alex brings to the team.
Yeah. So important to this, you know, given his age especially, it seems like each year it feels like quarterbacks can get older and older as the pocket becomes more protected. Will the pocket be protected next year?
Well, I mean, offensive line is a key every year. The Redskins have a lot of talent on the offensive line. The only issue here during this point of the season is the talent is coming off of some corrective surgery.
That's
so,
right.
So you've got Trent Williams, who's coming back, and he's been at Redskins Park. He's looking good. Morgan Moses, who had an issue with his ankle. I saw him yesterday. He was almost dancing down the hallway. He was so happy with how he felt. That was real good news. And Ty Nsekhe, who is an outstanding tackle, was tendered a contract, a second-round tender. I don't want to get into what that means, but he's a great player as well. So
one of the undervalued dynamics, I think, for the viewing public, but important to an institution or a team in the Redskins, is what kind of leader is Alex Smith, and also what kind of public presence will he have? Because the PR part of this is really important, too.
Well, I mean, leadership, very confident individual. He's seen a lot. I think he's schooled. Again, a very, very smart guy, a guy that knows what he's about. And then if you take a look at what he might mean to the city, I mean, he comes here with a foundation that he is very, very committed to. He's got his foundation, which is helping foster kids and high school kids who without homes, and he's very committed to that cause on his own. So I think he's going to fit in great with the community. He and his wife were there yesterday, and it was almost like the royal couple was there.
It's amazing.
It was really cool.
Larry Michael, can't wait. I look forward to that season getting kicked off and hearing your voice all the time right here on WMAL.
I love hearing your voices on WMAL.
Thank you very much.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.